It is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wertmann. Judy is a co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, Simon Loses His Tummy, and her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still. Good morning, Dr. Wertmann.
Good morning to both of you. Nice to talk to you. Nice spring week. Anyway, but I'm talking about actually nothing to do with warm weather, but about exposing your fat cells to, in a sense, cool weather or to cool environment, and a topic that was totally unknown to me until I heard about it sometime early last week. And I'm not sure, Jill, that you know anything about it either.
Is this the cold?
But, you've probably seen advertisements for something called cool sculpting.
Yep.
And you know, you see some white lady going into a doctor's office and with a tummy and going out looking very happy with absolutely nothing but flat surface, you know, in front of her on the front part of her body. And I really had no idea what it was, but it's a process whose scientific name is called cryolipolysis. And what it means is that fat cells are exposed to a cool temperature by means of some device which is rubbed over that part of the body where the fat cells are. And lo and behold, in 2 or 3 hours, the cells die, over a period of time, and they are not to be replaced. And so if you have a mound of fat someplace on your body that neither diet or exercise manages to move, to mobilize, to leave that part of the body, you can go into a doctor's office, usually a dermatologist's office or a plastic surgeon, and within a couple of hours and a lot of money, you no longer have that fat place on your body. And I apparently it is a gigantic industry right now. People are spending millions and millions of dollars on this in the hope that, you know, their bodies will end up being sort of the kind of perfection that they have, you know, in their dreams, you know, that they want to look, you know, perfect. And if they, after they've diet and exercised enough, they go in and have this procedure and they end up looking in their own minds perfect. The problem really is, and Marshall, you know, it's sort of frustrating for somebody like you who've lost a great deal of weight, is that this technique, which is non-invasive, it doesn't require anesthesia, your body isn't cut open, the recovery time is practically non-existent, you sort of walk out of the office and you go off to work, there are very, very few side effects, is that it's available and restricted, really, to people who are already the inhabitants of perfect bodies, that you have to have a good weight. You cannot be overweight at all if you have this procedure. You should be fit. You shouldn't have, you know, perhaps a thin body that's flabby, but you should have a body that reflects your working out, your development of good muscle tone, and then and only then would you really be eligible for this kind of procedure. And the sort of sad thing is that it clearly cannot be used for people who want to lose a great deal of weight the way bariatric surgery is, where you remove, or liposuction is, where you remove fat, or bariatric surgery where you can decrease the amount of food that people are able to ingest and digest by reducing the size of the stomach or the size of the small intestine, and thereby getting people to lose gigantic amounts of weight. But the problem with that procedure is that it's very costly, it is surgical, and recovery period is pretty long, and there are all sorts of side effects afterward. And somehow it seems like almost magical thinking that you could put a cooling wand over a part of your body and have the fat cells disappear, and wouldn't that be lovely if you could make the fat in your entire body decrease in bulk? But apparently one of the problems with this is that not being able to use this technique for general fat reduction is that it only affects what's called subcutaneous fat. That is the fat that lies right underneath the skin. And it doesn't affect at all the fat that enwraps itself around the organs in your body, you know, like near your stomach, your intestinal tract, your various other organs in your abdominal cavity, which is where the bulk of your fat is. And I thought to myself, why is there any way that you could make this procedure useful for people who really have to lose weight? And it occurred to me that maybe, nobody's talked about this, but maybe it really could be used to jumpstart somebody's willingness to go on a diet. Because if you, you know, have a great deal of weight to lose and you look in the mirror and you see that your face looks fat because you have deposits of fat on your cheeks and under your chin and maybe even under your eyes, you think to yourself, oh, it's impossible to go on a diet. There's just so much weight to lose. I'll never be able to get the kind of appearance that I really am seeking. But what if you went in to have a small amount of this cool sculpting or cryolipolysis, and at the end of the one or two sessions, you look at your face, and it's thin. And it's thin because the fat cells have been removed. And you say to yourself, gee, this is what my face looks like when I'm thin. Maybe I can now work on making my body look in proportion to my face. And you will really feel, you know, support, just because, you know, sort of a psychological support from the way your face looks for starting on a diet. And people come up to you and say, wow, you look terrific. Look how your face looks wonderful. You must be dieting. And having that sort of positive feedback may actually motivate people to really go on a diet and stick with it. I haven't seen this mentioned anyplace, but it seems to me that it might be something that really could actually help people become enthusiastic about losing weight when before they looked upon a long weight loss program with despair and thought, well, I'll never be able to look the way I want.
You know, I saw this about a year ago, and I investigated it through different websites. And here's the thing that scares me. When you go in for bariatric surgery, you're not taking something out of your body. You are adjusting the size of your stomach, unless the people that just remove their stomach altogether, which to me is insane. It's insanity. But for some reason, I have negative feelings towards taking something out of your body by freezing it. And for me, it just seems exactly like you said. If you're conscious and you want to get a little bit of fat off your body, that's one thing. But I think that if people of large girth, like myself, all it will do is give them false hope. First of all,
you really think so?
Yeah.
Why would that be? You're in a perfect example of somebody who actually took upon yourself to lose a great deal of weight slowly over a period of time. But if you had looked in the mirror and said, you know, I'll never look thin, and yet you had this procedure and your face looked thin.
But they won't let
you. And people went up to you and said, Marshall, you're looking great. How much weight have you lost? Would that be good or bad?
It's bad because they won't let people who are obese, not even obese, morbidly obese, do it. Just won't do it because there's a risk there. So, I mean, maybe in a year or two, when they make the practice, it's around a little longer.
What's the risk?
Yeah,
very briefly.
Well, it's like the risk that people found out by having liposuction. You can take out too much, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Even though this is a non-invasive thing, Judy, I think that for people that are big and that want to lose weight, they have to wait and see how this develops, because right now it is solely for taking 3 to 4 to 5 pounds off a certain area.
Oh, sure, even less.
Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking if you have a little pouch of fat under your chin or, you know, no matter, your cheeks is a round face, and your cheeks look puffy, and they have fat underneath them. If you suddenly had cheekbones, okay, I mean, and people, because you know what happens when many people lose weight immediately in their face.
Yep.
And therefore, it's a signal to others that you are losing weight, and people come and congratulate you and support you. Well, with that, you know, it's a, let's say, a two-hour procedure, you're having, your cheekbones are emerging. Don't you think that might have a positive effect on somebody who is willing to go ahead and really go on the diet, a long-term diet plan, and lose the weight? I don't know, because it has never been tested.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. There's just so many questions out there, and for people that are morbidly obese, that was me. I mean, you don't have to be 600 pounds to be morbidly obese.
No, sure.
You'll call and you'll try to get an appointment, and they'll just stop you dead in your tracks.
okay. Yes. No, okay. But I mean, but see, I think on the other side, it seems so unfair that somebody, in a sense, who is, has a, basically almost a perfect body and has a lump of fat here or there, goes and it's a cosmetic procedure. It's like having plastic surgery. Goes and, oh, I can't stand having this little tiny bit of fat under my chin. I mean, it seems to me it should have more of a therapeutic effect, not just a cosmetic effect.
Absolutely.
I don't think anybody's using it for any kind of therapeutic effect.
I think you're right. And I think that once it's in a couple of years, I think it'll be expanded to include more people.
If people can figure out how to do it for people who are big, rather than just as a like, okay, hey, let me adjust my cheekbone. I'll never forget my friend Susan who just kept saying, "Oh, I need my eyes done." It's like, really?
Yeah.
You know, then this becomes. I'm interested in the process, and guess who's giving me the hook?
Okay, well, who knows? We'll see what we look like a year from now.
That's it.
All right, happy holidays, and okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wertman, okay, Food for Mood.
Of course, you're going to hear Judy and Food for Mood right here on Thursday mornings, right here on Robinhood Radio, and also on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand, click on Food for Mood with Judy Wertman.